This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Hi, is Mr. KC2PET. Yeah, I'm just passing the substation now. I was noticing that there are a lot of campers there the other day, and it didn't catch my eye this time. So they must be done. I was just there for the Memorial weekend. Yes, beautiful day today. How was your weekend?
As I told you last week, very, very busy. I think this was the brakes on my truck. I think that was the first time for the truck to get worked on its brakes. I was tinkering around with, like I said, I was trying to get stuff loose and everything. It was like really, really hard to get stuff like, you know, unbolted and everything. I'm wondering, I still had the original Loctite on everything, so I was just wondering if it's, this is a 2019, so I was just wondering since then it hasn't had a brake job, which I think was kind of a long stretch, but maybe, just maybe. So how's your morning?
Well, my morning's going quite well so far. Nothing out of the ordinary. Everything's pretty smooth. As you were talking there, I was trying to think. You know, I had the 16. I got rid of the 16 and 22. And I may have put front brakes on there. I don't think I ever put rear brakes on there. But if I did, Maybe I bought a full set. I may have done them once. I think it's kind of, not very memorable. But, yeah, I had like 90,000 miles on there. I think I did them once. And I haven't touched them yet, but I always like to look at them, especially before the inspection time of the year comes up, which is in November, so I'll do it in the summertime while it's still sort of nice out. We have the garage, but there's just too much stuff in there to put in. Yeah, I keep looking for Brad's call sign. Morning, Brad. I checked for you this morning if you haven't checked already. Maybe it'll show up today, as that'll be, let's see, I guess it depends on when they submitted it and then so many business days from there. But, yeah, I haven't seen that show up yet. Worked a little bit on more understanding of TGIF talk groups. I did a little bouncing back and forth. I didn't stay solely on TGIF. I was going back and forth with Brandmeister. I found a nice talk group that's also on All-Star called Technology First. And it's a lot about All-Star 3, DB Switch, Linux. It's a talk group that might be right up your alley. The only thing is they say they don't like bridging to other systems. So if I'm using DMR to get in and I want to listen on my All-Star, should I bridge to that or should I disconnect and reconnect an All-Star? What do they constitute as bridging? Are they bridging whole other talk groups or networks together? I don't know. Let's see what else. Well, I drop a second. Yeah, I put in a lot of entries this past week into BridgeCom Systems drawing for a GMR radio bundle and did not get any notification from them. The drawing was supposed to run through the end of the month, May 31st, and they haven't sent me my notification where to send it yet. So I'm going to guess that I probably didn't win, unless they're waiting until, you know, today, the first business day after the end of the month to notify me. I don't know. Maybe they want to call me in person. Maybe they're going to show up at my door with a box with a bow on it. I know, I'm being silly. But, that night we finished painting the bathroom, and I thought it looked really good. And Lynn's like, oh, I think I can see some of the, or no, are you going to put caulking on there? I mean, it's already on there. It's underneath the paint. Oh, I can see, you can see like a line there. And there's this tiny, tiny, thin little line where you can see some of the clear caulking at the edge of the tub surround. So I'll probably go back with like a little craft brush and just paint that. And I probably had the tape shifted over a little bit. Yeah, so that was my weekend. I told Lynn about upcoming Saturday's Hamfest in Lockport. I'm on the fence about it. I haven't been to that one in many years, and I don't know if it's gotten bigger or smaller than it used to be. It's the Cambria Wilson Fire Hall. So that's out by 104 there. So give it some thought, or should I save it for one of the 8 months? This is KTPCB. Get very long-winded this morning, and give it back to you, Russ.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I did the brakes on the truck. I had some playtime with Evelyn. Of course, got to do that. She likes it when we play, so we did some crafts, did some science projects with some baking soda, vinegar, made a lava. Big one of those lava shows, put a little food color in it, and makes it look like a real lava. It was pretty cool. Actually worked out good. I was going to be making some planters. Meg and Evelyn bought some strawberry plants. I'm going to try to grow those. But I was thinking about either planting them, but then I got to worry about, I think, like other grubs and stuff. So I was going to make a planter boxes where you could plant them in the box and then not have to worry about any of that stuff. Just have to cover them with some type of netting so the birds don't get to them. There's that. What else did I do? I did tinker around with the DMR a little bit on my end. Obviously, I had negative results. Still trying to think if I still got the radio set right. I think I do. I get nothing back from it. So, I don't know if it's just that or what, but I don't know. I checked the color. I even went on radio reference and looked at. You can go in there and look at all the settings because they give you the color, what color to use, what time slot to use, and all that stuff. And I think I pretty much have that all set right, but still not coming through. So I don't know what's that. And I'm working on the decking a little bit. I fixed up our gate. It was last time we hit that windstorm, it took off and swung open and broke it. So
I think you timed out. Something was beeping.
Yeah, it was the radio. I almost had that set for, was that 3 minutes? Could have been three. Oh, anyway, so yeah, I was working on, get the docking railing all fixed up and everything, so got that all working. And yeah, most. So I think that was most of my weekend. I don't know, kind of Sunday felt kind of crappy. It was, I don't know if I did too much Saturday, but I really worked hard on the truck to get the brakes changed, like I said. But yeah, Sunday was kind of a little drawn out. I don't know if it's just the weather is, Megan felt the same way as well. So I don't know if it's just the weather doing it or what. I think I will get Brad's. Maybe Brad might be in the air by Wednesday, maybe? Let's see. That's my guess, Wednesday. I think they'll get around to make sure things kosher and, it's okay to use this call sign.
Yeah, I'll have to mention this when I talk to him. Obviously he can look it up himself there, but I was surprised that there weren't as many Bethanos on there as I thought there might have been. I think there were only two other active ones, a Christopher and a Llewellyn, which is kind of a cool name, Llewellyn. I got a cat that's indecisive here for running across the street. There he goes. Yeah, once we've gone by. Must have walked over to the other side, maybe Mouse Center or something, and decided it wanted to come back. Yeah, anyway, yeah, you look up a French, and there's a ton. There's a ton of them. There's multiple pages of license assignments. So that's kind of interesting. I guess really that was it on that. What else? Oh, I think today is the first official. I know they've had a couple weekends of a soft opening of the farmers market in town. But if I'm not mistaken, this might be the first official full-blown farmers market day there in the village at the town park. So I think Lynn and I don't think the weather's supposed to turn bad. I think so long as it's nice, we're gonna walk over there and then maybe walk the park or something. I know it's a bit early for fruits and vegetables, and that if you're going to get anything right now with stuff that's either greenhouse grown or, you know, how they have, I forget what that service is called, but all the, like, second chances, if you will, for fruits and vegetables, the things that your supermarket would reject, you know, things that are, you know, looking absolutely perfect. A lot of times you'll see go to your produce markets and that. I think they had a lot of people out there selling, like, plants and stuff. People want to get their vegetables started. So those are out there and all your craft stuff. People selling honey and maple syrup. And, yeah, so I think we'll take a walk over there today and see what they have.
Yeah, it's nice and close for you, too. It's within walking distance. Yeah, do they, I know they used to have a ton of stuff. I think it's gotten smaller since it moved out of the plaza there. So, yeah, it's, I know there used to be some craft stuff. Obviously, fruits and vegetables and stuff. So, maybe me and Megan might take a ride one of these days and see what it's all about. I'm really big about it in the first place, but, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Every once in a while, I'll go see what's going on there. So I got turned 6:40. I'm almost here. Go down to Henchy.
Yeah, they used to do Saturday mornings in the park, and we would stop in there periodically, but I was on my... when it was on Saturdays, that would interfere with my Saturday routine of going to Zumba. So if I was coming back directly, sometimes I could catch it, you know, like the last half hour of it or whatnot, and pick up a few things. Sometimes you have the band playing out there. They're always selling their hot dogs and stuff. But they started pretty early. Now the one in the park on Mondays is in the afternoon. I don't think it starts until 4:30 or something. So it's perfect for my ride coming home. I've stopped on the way home a few times. And they have the concession stand from the community center open, so they're doing hot dogs, hamburgers, and things like that. So you could have if you wanted dinner of that style, that's an option there. And then certain weeks out of the month, they do their cruise night. So they'll have a few cars out there. Definitely not very big. Not big at all. That one that they have over there at the Variety Club, the old Knights of Columbus in Lancaster, there has many more cars. And even then, those are tiny. That's tiny compared to things like, you know, they do at the Eastern Hills Mall parking lot over there, but it's good for Alden. So they do the car show. They play music out there. I think they have had some small bands and stuff, but nothing major for the little farmers market. But we'll probably end up doing it just to go for the walk, if nothing else. Like you said, it's a short walk over, and Yeah, it's a beautiful blue sky this morning, so I'll take it. I've got 6:43. I know you said you were getting close, so I think I'll make this my final. Listen out for yours, and maybe we'll be heading to the door in a minute. This is K2PCB.
Yep, sounds good, Travis. So hopefully we'll hear Brad in a couple days. I'm here. We have another member to the morning drive. Morning, Brad. You can probably hear me. Hopefully. We could talk to this at the door. I did pull in, but I was just wondering if Mark found a different avenue to communicate with us in the morning, or is he? Just sounds like he's very busy in the morning taking care of his livestock.
Well, you're right. He is very busy, I think. And that's how a lot of the communication has been. It's long stretch of time and then a handful of communications and a long stretch of time, handful of communication. So I'm not going to worry about it too much. So. Well, that's when we talked to him. I don't think I ever got a response back from my last message to him. Maybe I have to use my fast stick. All right, 6:44, heading to the door, KTPCB.
All right, I lost you there. You must have connected to the company's Wi-Fi. I'll meet you at the door. This is KT2PET.